We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, 6:07 right now. Thank you for hanging out with us. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What up, yo?
There we go. What up? There you are.
Is that working now? No.
There you are. There you go.
It sounded like I was throwing my voice.
What up, yo? Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
You can call us at 877-971-HITS. Tamara will be right there waiting for you. Also, you can text us at that number. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. And Mini Mix coming your way at 7:15. Also, we have four tickets for you to enjoy the holidays at Disneyland. That's coming at you right around 6:45 this morning, okay? So don't miss out on that, familia. Almost didn't make it in on time today, which is very rare. Like, I'm Latino. I'm on Latino time everywhere else usually, but not to work. You know, I like to be on time for work. And usually I set up two alarms, and those are the ones that wake me up every morning. And I forgot to set them last night, guys. I just forgot. I was so tired. I just passed out. Thank God my wife always has this, like, safety net alarm. Like, the last moment that's, like, at, I think it's, like, 3:45 in the morning. I heard her alarm. And that's the reason why I'm here right now, dude.
Oh, my God.
Because I just totally forgot. Last night, I had come home from visiting my mom at the hospital. By the way, good news. She has started to produce white blood cells for the first time since she's been there for over a week. So thank God
for
that. She's headed the right direction. Yeah, and then I got home, and I was with Ariela reading her little kid's Bible. And then in my head, I'm like, all right, I'll set my alarm. Next thing you know, I passed out.
Yeah, you're out.
Yeah, I was out. So thankfully, the wifey again
came through.
Saves me and came through, bro.
That's why it's not fair for us people that, like, sleep and live by ourselves. You know what I mean? Like if Brad or if you are late, or I remember when when I'm in Atlanta, or, like, when I'm staying with my girlfriend, she sets an alarm as well, which is always great. Because for some reason, I have a real gift of being able to just, like, hit buttons on my cell phone just to, like, stop, and then it's just not on anymore.
You don't have to be awake.
No, right? I just reach over, and I'm like, whack, 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 just hitting things on the touchscreen, and then it goes away, and I'm like, that's better.
Yeah, for sure, man. Chelsea, imagine telling your roommate, hey, do you mind setting, like, a safety alarm for me in case I don't wake up, like, at 3:45 in the morning? What would your roommate say?
She'd be like, you're crazy. Absolutely not. Like, right? She already thinks I'm a crazy person that I'm up so freaking early. So, no, there's no way. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I live alone. I'm single. So, you know, if I forget to set my alarm clock, well, sorry, guys. It's not going to be coming into the show. But I'm usually pretty good about that.
Your roommate, to me, is, like, such a mystery. It's like that neighbor in Home Improvement.
Wilson.
That you've never seen.
We never see her. Never hear really stories about her.
I know, you know,
like, what's up with her?
She's super cool. She's like, she's very busy. So her and I both, like, we're gone. We take turns. I feel like being gone every
weekend. She's like a hit woman. She sounds like she's got, like, this is like, she just has you as a roommate as, like, an alibi.
It's so funny because some of my close friends too still haven't met her, like, every once
in
a while.
Insane.
Yeah, she's like, you know, she's a busy woman.
International woman of mystery.
I know.
One of these days we'll find out who she really is.
Her name's Farah. Shout out to her.
Does Chelsea even have a roommate?
Right.
That's human.
She's like, she comes home with briefcases full of cash a lot to pay rent. What the hell does she do?
It's just like an imaginary friend. Just like, her name is Farah.
Just like making it up to trail off.
Yeah, like, do you have a last name? And she's like, well, yeah, but that's not worry about it.
I don't want to give out all her business. Well, okay, since she's so busy, what does she do for a living?
So she works in, like, advertising. Okay, I don't really know how to explain her job. This is the worst part.
It's made,
like,
up. It's a made up friend.
Murderer.
She works in, like, data.
Contract killer.
She works for a company that works for Paramount Records doing, like, data advertising. I don't know. I've tried to explain it so many times, and I always feel like I'm so off. And I've asked her literally four times what she does.
She advertises on Craigslist for killer for hire.
Oh, my gosh.
This is your roommate, and you don't know anything about her, Chelsea.
Well,
live with this woman, allegedly.
You know, I know that she likes Erewhon as much as I do. And
the supermarket?
But, like, yeah. But we, I mean, that's the thing. We just...
Let me ask you, Brian, what does your roommate do for a living?
My roommate is from Queens, New York, Ryan Crepin. I'll give out his last name as well. Haven't seen him in a couple weeks because he's staying with his girlfriend. That's what he disappeared off the face of the planet, too. But he's got like, he's like, yo, Brian, what do you, set your own alarm. He's works in freelance production. He's a little bit of a mystery, too, but at least I know what he does and I know where he, in theory, lives. I know his last name.
I know, but she's from Michigan. We bonded over that because we're both from Michigan. So, you know, one of these days I'll bring her in here and you guys will meet her. We should have her call in the show.
When Chelsea was interviewing for roommates, it's like, where are you from? Michigan. Okay, you can live
done.
Here.
Done. She's awesome, though.
Well,
we're going to ask her what she does for a living. She's going to say this.
What I do have, I have a very particular set of skills.
Oh, boy. Don't make fun of Farrah.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Hopefully you had a great Veterans Day yesterday. If you do have a veteran in your family or you are one, thank you so much for your service and how brave you are. And man, we really got to honor their families too, because mm-hmm. they go through it as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're out there, even though they're not physically at war, or but they're also serving our country and making a sacrifice of their son, husband, daughter, wife, etc.
Both during and when they return, man. In the news, we've talked about veterans' issues and some of the lack of resources and the difficulty in finding resources and things. So it's that's a family affair when you have someone come back from serving.
Absolutely. And I was catching up with Brian after the show yesterday, and he brought up something. Your father served in World War II, and you did something amazing over this last Christmas break, man. I'd love for you to share with us.
Yeah, it was my grandfather, my mom's father. And he passed away when I was 17 years old. And I'd heard that my grandfather was, he was a sergeant, and he led a Jeep brigade across Germany. And so they were like, he was in the middle of the infantry, like beaches of Normandy, then pushing inwards across France and into Germany. But I had never really talked to him about it because I was too young. You know, right. I was a teenager, mm-hmm. and I didn't really appreciate his sacrifices.
And I want to say something to that, Brian, because it's interesting. I remember when I was a teenager as well, and I would surround myself by, you know, my parents, their friends, mm-hmm. or just older people, and they would talk about life experiences, whether it be serving our country or doing anything else. And I was like, boring.
Yep. Right, right.
Later, I'm
I
out.
Know. Oh, didn't you wish you could go back now and like ask all the questions? I have that. I have that feeling all the time with like past family members.
Yeah, I think he was also like he's uncomfortable talking about some of his war experiences with a teenager. He wanted to talk about basketball and things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this past Christmas, my brother had told me that it was a really cool story. My grandfather was he was the leader of the Jeep Brigade that secured the Remagen Bridge, the Ludendorff Bridge in Remagen, mm-hmm. Germany, which was the last bridge across the Rhine River. So when the Nazis were retreating in 1944, they had blown up all the bridges across the Rhine River and had one bridge because they didn't want any of the Allied forces being able to chase them into Western Germany. So my grandfather and a bunch of, you know, American and Allied soldiers, they took that bridge from the Germans. And the bridge is crazy. It's like it still stands. The bridge actually itself ended up collapsing. But once they had like tens of thousands of American and Allied forces that got across the bridge. So that part was super cool. Like, wow, you know, being on the grounds my grandfather was in 1944.
So you were physically there.
Yeah, I was there. We stayed in Remagen for a night.
In a sense, walking the same ground that your grandfather had walked.
Yeah, exactly. Like we walked up like the old dirt road that goes to. I mean, we'll post the photos on at 97.1 social media. But I mean, they still has the giant stone pillars, and now it's like a symbol of unity for Germany and America. Like this bridge is like special now for people, where it's like we have a flag on each side. So that was cool to see that and to be there. I'm like, man, this is crazy. I'm so far away from Seattle, mm-hmm. Washington, right now in Germany. So from there. So what the story is, those troops were the first troops to liberate any of the concentration camps. Because no one really knew what was going on. We knew there were camps. We didn't know what was going on. So Jessica and I decided we went down to Nuremberg, Germany from there, which was the Nazi Germany headquarters. And that was crazy because saw the Colosseum that Adolf Hitler was working on. Wow. And this thing was huge. It would have housed somewhere north, like around 150,000 people. He just wanted to build like his own venue to give speeches and things.
Jeez.
It was insane. And by the way, we kind of drove into the tour. We were like following a bus and they were like, you're not allowed to drive in here. And we're like, we didn't know. We're idiots. So from there is where it gets really like the connection for me is like so deep, is that we drove up to Buchenwald, the farthest west in concentration camp, where it's like one of the farthest west death camps, really. So like somewhere like around 175,000 people were murdered there.
It's unreal. I mean, you say that number and like I can't grasp it. Yeah. You feel me?
Mind blowing. And we got there. It was very dark. It was very cold. And we walk like you see the gates. The gates of the concentration camp in Latin says to each what they deserve, which is just
makes me
just
sick.
Yeah, it makes your skin crawl, right? To have those same, and they got the barbed wire fences. And I'm not kidding you. When you walk through the gates of a World War II concentration camp, it's like someone sucks the sound out of the space. Mm. So there's no birds, there's no wind. It was the flattest quiet I've ever heard, I've ever experienced in my entire life. It's just because of all of the, spirits and, you know, just the tragedy.
What went down there, bro?
It's insane.
What went down there, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. It's, I mean, you can't really explain it in any other terms, but wow, like the feeling when you just get the air sucked out of the room. And it was like 29 degrees, so it was freezing cold, so it was like a good time to actually experience what these people were going through. And the crazy part is that was the first camp liberated by, directly by my grandfather and all the troops that came across the Ludendorff Bridge from Remagen, because it was like 85, 90 miles from the bridge. So to have that connection where you actually, like, you read history all the time,
right.
but you got to go live the history, especially if you have a personal connection to it. But to see, like, that sacrifice that those folks were making in real, like, real time. Like, I'm seeing it. It's
like you're standing on the ground where it was happening.
It's 29 degrees.
Where it happened.
It's freezing. Yeah. And these guys are walking across Western Germany to liberate people that were just victims of atrocious, crimes of humanity. Yeah. Like, that part to me, I would tell everybody, like, go experience those things, especially if you can go see the concentration camps in Poland and Germany. The feeling you'll have is indescribable. Just literally, just you just connect with it, like, wow.
What was your grandfather's name?
Thomas Keefe.
Thomas Keefe. And what a blessing it is now, man. Full circle in the sense of, like, now his grandson is here passing on his legacy and thanking him and remembering everything he's done along with other U.S. troops and allies. So thank you for sharing that story, Brian. Absolutely amazing. And listen, for those of you that are veterans today, this could be a fast forward or a flash forward of maybe one day your grandson or granddaughter remembering what the sacrifice you've done and how proud they are of what you are doing or have currently recently done. So thank you so much. It's not in vain. God bless you, all the brave men and women that have served our country.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Sad news today. Stan Lee, the man behind the Marvel Comics universe, co-creator of Spider-Man, X-Men, Black Panther, passed away yesterday at the age of 95. Here's actually him kind of talking about Marvel. He recently spoke about it.
Hi, heroes. This is Stan Lee coming at you. Marvel has always been and always will be a reflection of the world right outside our window. That world may change and evolve, but the one thing that will never change is the way we tell our stories of heroism. Mm. Those stories have room for everyone, regardless of their race, gender, religion, or color of their skin. The only things we don't have room for are hatred, intolerance, and bigotry. We're all part of one big family, the human family. Excelsior!
Wow.
Such Half a legend. Words. Yeah, he really is. I mean, he started Marvel in 1961 and, like I said, responsible for co-creating some of the superhero characters we've all kind of grown up with. You know, we've grown to know and love the Fantastic Four. I said Spider-Man, Black Panther, the X-Men, Avengers, the Incredible Hulk. The list goes on.
Unreal. Yeah.
And it was cool yesterday seeing a lot of the actors from his Marvel movies came out and posted tributes about him. Really touching tributes. Robert Downey Jr., whose career was basically resurrected by playing Iron Man, shared a photo of himself with Lee on Instagram, saying, "I owe it all to you. Rest in peace." And then Chris Evans, aka Captain America, posted a touching tribute saying, "There will never be another Stan Lee. For decades, he provided both young and old with adventure, escape, comfort, confidence, inspiration, strength, friendship, and joy. He exuded love and kindness and will leave an indelible mark on so, so many lives."
I think the multi-generational aspect of Stan Lee, Marvel, and comic books in general is kind of fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to CNN this morning, and one of the anchors was talking about how that's the one thing like him and his kids now bond over because he grew up in the comic book era where like you had to read these things and you bonded like with your imagination and then now we're doing the whole like franchise film situation, so you have parents and kids all going to see Spider-Man, see the Avengers and things together. And, parents can bond. Like, I remember this. I read this one. Yeah.
And our generation was so blessed because Stan Lee would make cameos in these movies.
Yeah, every one of them.
That was the coolest thing.
Every single one, you just kind of roll up. You know what I'm saying? There he is, And think about this. Every movie from now on, won't have his cameos anymore. You know, and so for us to have been able to experience that, and what an amazing legacy he leaves behind, right? In all these characters, and for generations to come, are still going to enjoy his work.
Yeah,
I'm going to call it. I think that he does always make a cameo, but it'll be in like a print form, like in the middle. Like there'll be a scene, and there'll be someone on TV, and there'll be Stan Lee, or there'll be a poster on like a brick wall in the middle of a fight scene, and it's like a Stan Lee like vote or some. Like,
I really
a presidential
hope you're right. I hope they can
do
that.
Right,
they
got
to. That's so cool. They have to. So Lady Gaga, who was evacuated from her Malibu home amid the raging Woolsey fire, actually showed up at a Red Cross shelter at Pacific Palisades High School over the weekend.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. She spent 90 minutes talking to victims, taking pictures, and also lent some encouraging words.
I extend my love to each and every one of you. I know we do not know each other, but I love you. This is an emergency, but you are not alone, and we have each other.
She also sang to a group of vintage women. I heard there was
old ladies video.
Yeah, vintage women. And she urged everyone to also take advantage of the mental health counselors on site, which I think was great advice as well.
So true. And if you want to support these amazing relief efforts from the Red Cross, please, all you got to do is to donate is text the word Red Cross to the number 90999. Text Red Cross to the number 90999. And let's, like Lady Gaga saying, they're not alone. Let's show them we're with them.
You can also donate blood at the Red Cross. I was looking at volunteer opportunities today, and they have volunteer opportunities in every industry you work in. Everything. Yep. They have a volunteer opportunity for you, so go check out their website.
No excuses. Help
right,
out. We're all here to unite together and make it as positive as we can. The Chelsea Report is brought to you by Ski Dazzle, which is happening this weekend, November 16th through the 18th at the LA Convention Center. It's a huge sale, $6 million worth of skis, snowboards, and winter apparel at up to 70% off. So for more information on how to get tickets, you can head to skidazzle.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Amy from Movell, good morning.
Good morning.
Amy.
Yes.
Just want to make sure you're still there.
Amy, long pause. She's like, what? What do you want? What happened?
That's me. I already told you. You're color 9. You're going to Disneyland.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Amy, who are you going to take to Disneyland to enjoy the holidays?
My daughter and her and my grandson.
Oh, that's awesome.
You have a grandson? You sound too young to have a grandson.
It's a blessing.
There you go.
Amazing.
You're a glamma. That's what I heard, right?
A glamma?
Yes.
Thank you.
Right, Amy? You're all glammed out, I bet, looking fresh.
That's right.
She's like, that's right. Amy, thank you for listening to us. We love you and your family. Enjoy the holidays at Disneyland.
Thank you so much.
All right, enjoy yourself. Shout out to all the sexy abuelitas out there. Listen to us, looking fresh and whatnot.
Sexy abuelitas.
Yeah.
Those hot grandmas.
Hot, dude, there's tons of them here in SoCal. Just saying. Familia, we got more tickets for you to go to Disneyland. And all you got to do is tune in all day today and all this week, all right? Coming up next, we want to hear you confess your cray, relieve yourself. Maybe something cray you did that you're not very proud of. Maybe you are. It's a judgment-free zone. Just let it out, all right? Give us a call, 877-971-HITS. Let's have some fun this morning. You can call or text that number, 877-971-HITS.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Every once in a while, you just kind of need to confess your cray, get it off your chest, and move on. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text to confess your cray. Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio. We have Mike from Ontario with us. Good morning, bro.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
We're doing great, Mike. Thank you for calling in. This is a judgment-free zone. Go ahead. Confess your cray, bro. All
right. I was having one of those mornings where you're just late for everything, so I'm rushing out of the apartment. It's one of those driveways where there's a bunch of cars on the left and right side, so I look left, don't see anybody, look right. I start pulling out, and all of a sudden I hear, burr. So without thinking, I honk back, and I flip the bird. Lo and behold, it was a school bus.
Damn. So you got about 30 little birds right back at you.
I have 30 little faces looking at me, and I'm over there flipping it. And then I finally realized, what am I doing?
That's when you realize that, right?
Oh, man.
Did you yell anything out the window afterwards, like, sorry,
no.
Have fun at school?
I put my two hands up, like, oh, sorry.
Have you ever been behind a school bus and seen like a little kid and you're looking at him in the through the window and stuff, and they put like one little half finger above the seat, like they don't want to do the full bird, but they'll just give you like one little half finger, and you look at him and you I just start laughing every time they do that.
Depends what neighborhood you're at, bro. The neighborhood I grew up in, it was a full finger.
Both hands.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mike, thank you so much for calling in to confess your cray, bro. Do you feel a lot better getting that off your chest, my man?
Yeah, the weight is lifted, my friend.
Yeah, you can go about your day. You're forgiven. And also, all those kids loved it anyway.
For sure.
All right, take it easy, Phil.
All right, Mike, appreciate you calling in, man. Have a great week.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar Bryan and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio, 7:26 in the morning. Your chance to win 4 tickets to see UCLA football take on Stanford at the Rose Bowl, all right? And on top of that, we're going to throw in the Spyro Reignited Trilogy video game that just dropped today. All you got to do is play your favorite game. Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? He has yet to win, so the answer is usually yes.
Yeah, but I love video games, and I want to go see UCLA and Stanford, so this could be a game changer. I'll take your prizes, kids.
He's got motivation now. He's got motivation. All right, it's a kids' trivia game. We have 3 questions. You got to answer in 30 seconds. Let's meet our contestants this morning. We have Lily from Sun Valley. Good morning.
Hey!
Whoa! Oh,
okay.
Fantastic. Lily, please introduce all the kids that are in your car right now.
I have my daughter, Raina. I have my son, Robert. I have my other son, Raymond. I have my youngest, Johnny, and then I have my 2 foster girls, Alizé and Faith.
Wow. Damn, you got a posse in there.
That's really a car full.
No kidding.
Definitely the definition of this game, yes. Car full of kids. So you guys got that. Lily, you guys are awesome. You guys win. Not just like All right, you guys ready? Raymond, why do you believe you guys are going to beat Brian this morning?
Because we're smart.
Oh, well,
okay. And?
Fire it up.
Come on, go for it. Be sassy.
Chelsea, good lord.
But don't curse. Don't curse.
No, let's not let her be sassy. We're live on the radio right now. That's it. Just because they're smart, right?
Okay.
All right, Brian's walking out of the studio right now. He won't be able to hear the questions we're about to ask you, all right? All right, 30 seconds on the clock. You guys ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
In the movie Coco, what's Miguel's favorite instrument?
The guitar.
Okay.
Guitar.
Number 2. Thanksgiving is next week. What are you most grateful for?
My family.
Awesome.
My mom.
Aw.
Number 3. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Turkey.
All right. There it is. Time's up. All right. Fantastic. There we go. All right. They did really good, Brian, by the way, just FYI.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
All right. 30 seconds on the clock for Brian. And you know I'm going to keep coming after you until you watch this movie. In the movie Coco, Brian, what's Miguel's favorite instrument?
Oh, man.
I mean, come on.
I can envision it.
Can you?
Like I feel like
the answer.
I saw a kid dress up as his Halloween.
Okay.
Banjo?
Okay, fantastic. Number 2.
Wow.
I take it that's not correct.
Wow.
Thanksgiving is around the corner. We asked the kids, what are they most grateful for?
I'm grateful for sleeping in on a day.
Okay, but this isn't about you. This is about them.
I bet they want to sleep in, too. They don't want to go to school.
All right. Number 3. What is their favorite Thanksgiving food? At the buzzer.
Stuffing.
Stuffing? All right. There it is.
It was like one of those where I was like, you know, Brian might have a chance here because, like, you know, the responses were something I thought you could guess.
But then what happened? Then clearly off the rails?
Nope.
Did it go wrong at banjo?
Surprise. All right. Here we go, guys. The first question we asked was, in the movie Coco, you need to watch it, Brian, by the way.
I know.
You're
going to
cry
much.
At the end,
I don't want to cry at a movie
it's
by myself.
It's a good cry, like undercover boss cry. It's a good one. In the movie Coco, what's Miguel's favorite instrument? Brian, you said.
Banjo.
Fantastic. The kids said guitar, and they are correct.
Oh, so close. I was in the family.
Yeah!
Strings. Number 2, Thanksgiving's around the corner. We asked the kids, what are they most grateful for? Brian, you said?
Sleeping in on a day off.
They said their family.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys are better people than I am.
Specifically, their mom, Lily. Number 3, we also asked them, what is their favorite Thanksgiving food? Brian, you said?
Stuffing.
They said turkey.
Oh, whatever.
Surprise! Hey, guys. You guys won. Congratulations.
Good job, guys.
Yay.
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 You guys crushed it!
Congratulations. By the way, since you guys are more than four people, obviously, we're going to give you 2 4-packs to go to UCLA versus Stanford to go to the Rose Bowl and watch them play football. All right?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have you guys ever been to a game at the Rose Bowl here in Pasadena?
No. I can't afford that.
she's got to buy out a whole ticket section, man. What are you talking about?
He's like, did you hear how many kids I have?
I was wondering how you were going to decide. You're like, all right, kids, we're going to do races in the driveway. And the fastest 4 get to go.
Whoever tells me they love me the most.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Lily, and all the kids. Thank you for what you do for your entire family. You're an amazing mother.
Thank you.
All right, hang tight, kids. We'll get you all the details off the air. All right, love you guys.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We need your help to figure this out. Many parents have reached out to us, and they sound extremely frustrated with not knowing exactly how to explain the reoccurring tragedies that keep happening in our community to their kids.
Right.
Right? More than ever, we have more access to information. Mm-hmm. Kids are on cell phones.
It's in your face a lot more.
They go to school. This is, even if you don't speak about whatever, the mass shootings or the fires, their friends at school are talking to them mm-hmm. and explaining how they perceive everything that's going on. And we want to hear from you parents and older siblings as well that, you know, how do you explain to your little brother, your little sister what these things are, why they keep happening? And we were inspired by one of our listeners that reached out to us recently. Her name is Natalie from East LA, and she was just so frustrated. Listen to this.
Speaking about it makes me shake because I'm tired of seeing this all the time.
Right.
I'm just super annoyed and frustrated that this is the new norm, that turning on the news is the first thing I see is a mass shooting in our hometown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When my 6-year-old thinks this is normal. Another shooting, mommy? Yes, it's another shooting.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6 and I have a 3-year-old. I can't.
You can hear the frustration in her voice.
Yeah, right.
Rightfully so.
Because her child's growing up in an era where they might think this is normal.
Sure.
Oh, just another shooting. You know, and we want to hear from you. How have you been able to explain these things to your kids? And what's been the best solution for you? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS. We're also going to have a little bit later on in the show a psychologist to get a professional standpoint on, you know, what things you right. should say, shouldn't say, how you should deliver the news to your kids.
Well, it's interesting because I remember when I used to work in schools, I used to teach kindergarten and I worked in different elementary schools. The way kids process things can seem like they're okay, right? Can mm-hmm. seem like they're fine.
Yeah.
And they just move on with their day. And then it can have situations where they're acting out in certain ways because they don't know how to voice the frustrations right. or their fears. And so as a parent, or a teacher, you're at a point where, do I ignore it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do I ignore these things that are happening? Or do I try to help explain it to my 6, 7, 8-year-old in a way that lets them understand that this happened?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to happen.
Yeah, like this something happened with my nephew when he was 5 years of age. They were living in Dallas at the time. They still are. But he saw on television how this tornado that was coming through the Metroplex area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, just lifted up cars, launched them. You know, it's talking about deaths, unfortunately, so on and so forth. So now every time there's a cloud in the sky, thunder, lightning, he doesn't want to go outside. He mm-hmm. is freaked out.
Right.
He's traumatized by that. Just recently, producer Brad, he has a beautiful 4-year-old daughter. And she didn't want to go to school. She didn't want to come. She wanted to come to see Daddy on Friday because she says, Daddy won't let the fires get close mm-hmm. to us. And it's like, how do you explain these things? You know, we want to hear from you. 877-971-HITS as a parent. And I want to learn from you. My daughter is barely going to be 2 years of age. So obviously she's still not to that point where she completely understands obviously what's
sure.
going on. But I want to be prepared for those moments.
Also, these kids are being trained what to do at like school shootings. Like I never had to deal with that
right.
growing up. We did like tornado drills.
Duck and cover
or,
for
yeah,
earthquakes.
But like now that they're
lockdowns.
Actually learning these in school, it's so a whole weird. Other world.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be catching up with you parents. Also, we have Dr. Milo Dotson that will be with us. He's a licensed psychologist to give you a professional standpoint on how to talk to your kids in regards to these tragedies. Christina from Lake Balboa, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I need to piggyback on what you just said on how empathy and compassion cannot go out the mm-hmm. door. It is that just rips my heart out, that statement. I have the blessing of being not only a mom of a 16-year-old daughter and 11-year-old son, but I'm also an educator. And I teach 4th graders. I've taught 8th through. I've taught them all. But What is making my heart bleed the most is I just had a conversation with my 16-year-old daughter the other day, and we have friends who live in Thousand Oaks, and I mean, this is just becoming the norm. And she said, Mom, you know, in my high school, we joke to cope now, like it's only a matter of time that it comes to us. And I just refuse. I absolutely refuse to let that be the norm of my kids. She said, Mom, she said, didn't this happen when you were a kid? And I just had to say, baby girl, no, this did not happen. This was not the norm, nor was it ever okay to have this be the norm. Yes. I just think love and kindness is what we need to bring out. And as an educator, I'm sorry if I'm talking too much, all right?
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're a teacher. You're like us.
I'm sorry. I'm used to it. Yeah. No,
I'm just listening, trying not to get detention right now.
No. I think just love and kindness, honestly, is the answer. So for my fourth graders, what I would say to them is we have such an opportunity every day placed in front of us to be kind to one another and just be inclusive and just be forgiving. And I just, this tragedy all around us really is an opportunity for us to shine our light on each other. And I refuse to let this be a norm. I refuse. Absolutely. As a mother, as a teacher, I don't know. Okay, I'll be quiet.
No. I love it. I love your passion, Christina. We need absolutely more teachers with your passion and spreading love and kindness. So thank you so much for your perspective. And I love you, the whole thing. Hey, I'm not going to allow my children in my class to say, hey, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. We're next any moment in time. Right, it could happen. You know, not lose that empathy and that compassion for people that are going through this. Thank you for calling in. Angela from Glendora, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for calling in. As a mom, Angela, how do you explain these tragedies that keep happening in our community to your kids?
Oh, it's awful. I have a 5-year-old in kindergarten, and she came home from school a couple weeks ago explaining to me the drill that they had, and it was an active shooter drill. Wow. And she just explained to me the different things that her teacher told her to say and do and stay away from windows. And oh, it broke my heart. It had me in tears to think that my 5-year-old has to experience this. We went through fire drills and earthquake drills. Yeah, right. And, you know, it's hard for me as a mom to explain it to her in a way that it's not going to scare her, but let her know that this is serious. The best way that I can do it is just to kind of explain to her to have trust in the adults and the people that are around her. You know, just to make sure that she can trust in them if she's scared. Because other than that, I mean, she's only 5. There's really only so much she could do. There's no fight or flight method in her, you know?
Right, of course.
Angela, thank you for sharing that. And it is heartbreaking, right? My daughter's only 2, and I'm assuming she's probably going to be doing these drills too, which is totally foreign to how we grew up, you know? And thank you so
completely.
Much for letting her know, you know, yes, this is something serious, but there's no reason for you to be afraid on the daily. And there's people around you that are there to protect you and to help you out. Angela, thank you so much for calling in.
It's like the preparation part doesn't mean you have to be afraid, you know? Like, to be prepared for fire drills. Unfortunately, we are in an era where active shooter drills are important to have your kids know what to do in that situation, because I mean, the worst thing you do is not be prepared. And it is. I mean, I've never thought about this. When I was a teacher, we weren't doing these drills with kids. And so it's like, how do I tell these kids that this is serious? You can trust me. Follow my lead. Stay prepared, without making them think like, oh no. Like this is terrifying.
Should we always be on alert?
Exactly.
Yeah. Terrified.
So we have Dr. Milo Dotson with us, licensed psychology. Good morning, doctor. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. It's an honor to be here with y'all.
Thank you for coming, man. So what we're catching up with this morning with you about is we've been hearing so many parents call in, text in, you know, with the tragedies that keep happening in our community, whether it be mass shootings, wildfires, etc., you name it. A lot of our children are growing up thinking, this is normal. And what's happening is they're living in fear to go to school or just to go outside. Number two is a lot of them are losing compassion and empathy because it happens so often.
Or it's like, no biggie.
Yeah, it's just a norm.
Another thing.
Yeah.
It's just another thing. And our generation, we didn't grow up with this necessarily, right? So, Dr. Milo Dotson, thank you for being with us. We've heard from many parents on how they're trying to deal with this so they don't lose empathy and compassion. They don't live with fear. We'd love to hear from you from a professional standpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
how can parents talk to their kids about these situations, or older siblings talk to their brothers and sisters about what's going on without them having living in fear and losing empathy?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, let me just say and really validate how difficult it's to be a parent these days. Mm-hmm. And while I don't have children of my own, I just really want to acknowledge that a lot of parents are really grappling with their own emotions and how they can support their children's emotions. And I think in that same vein, really understanding that when we talk to kids, instead of just giving blanketed advice, because we want to be able to help, right? Like, these are our kids, we love them. Instead of just giving blanketed advice, really take the time to sit with them and listen.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's before breakfast, whether that's before dinner, after practice or whatever, create a space where there's time and it's emotionally kind of neutral or balanced,
right,
to be able to hear them and to actually engage and say, you know what, I hear you and I'm sorry that you're going through this. And while this isn't a normal situation, these aren't normal circumstances,
right,
the reactions that you're having are normal and it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to be angry. And sometimes kids are going to want to express themselves maybe in drawings, maybe in paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing your children and creating a space so that they can do that, they may not want to talk at first.
Right.
Being able to be okay with that.
How do you explain what's going on, right? So yeah, kids go to school and they hear their friends kind of explain to them what happened at a mass shooting per se.
Sure.
But how do you as a parent explain a mass shooting to your children?
Well, I mean, let's be real. There's no easy way to be able to explain a trauma like that. And I think being able to have an open and honest conversation,
yeah,
with them and saying, look, these aren't normal circumstances, and being able to, like I said, to create a space where you're really listening.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes down to it, saying there are so many people out there who love you, there are so many people out there who care about you, and their jobs are literally dedicated, their lives are dedicated, right, just like mine, to be able to help keep you safe.
Right.
And so while it is scary, there are people out there who care about you, and you're not alone, right, in trying to make sense of that.
Maddie from Downey texted in, and she makes a great point in the sense of, like, to not lose the empathy and the compassion with your children. Is she says she takes her kids with her when she goes and donates blood,
yes,
to help victims of potential mass shootings and so on and so forth. Also, I'm just thinking about another idea, right? Right now you can donate to the Red Cross. So why not explain to your children, mm-hmm, hey, let's do this together. You know, the wildfires that are going on,
mm-hmm,
people are left without a home. Let's help them. And by the way, you can do that by just texting the word Red Cross to 90999 and you donate. So, like, kind of engaging them, saying, hey, here's how we show empathy and love to others that are in need.
Well, it seems like there's a real way to do the things that you were explaining. Let your kids voice themselves in whatever manner that is, whether it be art or just kind of freely speaking as a child, to help, like, them, absolutely, verbalize and process their own thoughts. Even if they're completely incorrect, they'd have to learn by just speaking those things through. But also bringing it back around to the preparedness aspect. Why do we wear a seatbelt in a car? To stay safe in case something bad happens while you're driving. That's the same way, kind of like, you verbalize how you feel, your sadness, your anger, your fears, but then also say, but that's why you're learning when there's something happening like that to get under your desk, to,
yeah,
you know, for lockdown situations, to listen to your teacher, so that you're kind of saying, like, I hear all the things you're afraid of, and we're giving you the tools to stay safe.
Yes.
Because you're right, these are not normal situations
we're
to have happen.
We're giving you the tools to stay safe and to be able to take care of yourself and practice good self-care and self-love.
Absolutely.
Because we want to be able to prevent as much as we can, obviously. And for whatever happens out there that's maybe outside of our control, or that, you know, doesn't go according to plan, we want kids to know that there are ways to be able to take care of themselves. And that's just as important as, like, doing your homework.
And I want to highlight something that Dr. Milo Dotson said. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Dr. Milo Dotson, licensed psychologist from UCI. Thank you for coming in about how to speak to your children and your family about these tragedies that keep happening. I want to highlight something you said, which is, take the time to really have a conversation, right, with your children, because, mm-hmm, I know as parents, we're extremely busy, right? We're, yes, running from one place to another, especially if they have soccer practice or they're involved in this or doing homework. And it's kind of like we have these really fast, like, drive-by conversations.
You good? Yeah. You good? All right.
So, mommy, what happened to the shooting? Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to keep you safe. It's all good. And then that's it. So, right, it's like, really stop whatever you're doing, put, yeah, your cell phone down, and have that one-on-one conversation and connect with them.
Because if you don't have that conversation, you're leaving the kids to try to figure it out on their own. And you don't want to just leave them kind of to their own devices. You want to create that safe space intentionally to be like, look, this happened and I'm really here with you to be able to talk it through with you and to try to explain that way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today and speak about real things that are going on within our families, which later on in life, you know, these kind of traumas with our children can impact them in regards to their mental health and anxiety and so on and so forth.
Like,
and
performance at school, too.
Yeah. You got,
like, I remember from working with kids in elementary schools, sometimes when you'd see kids acting out in a way that's really uncharacteristic, you do a little digging, you find out that maybe they did experience something that they can't process and they don't really know how to do it. So they just, display behaviors that are not characteristic of their usual.
And really be on the lookout for some of the warning factors.
Yes.
The warning signs that way. And if the conversation that you as a parent are having with your kid maybe isn't continuing to improve or progress, honestly, you really consider therapy as a viable option.
Yeah.
And while you and I are talking this morning, I think, and I'm glad that this is going to be helpful for folks, this isn't necessarily therapy. So being
right.
able to understand that there are spaces to directly connect your kids that way.
Thank you so much for that. And listen, man, a lot of our urban communities have been living through this, right? Where
right.
there's shootings in front of their house.
Every day.
And that's been going on for many years here in Southern California. So there's already children kind of growing up in those scenarios. You know what I'm saying? That we can't just be like, it is what it is. We live in XYZ neighborhood. It's just life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, no, this doesn't have to be. That's why you got to continue being a good person, being kind, so you don't have to be like that. So thank you so much, Dr. Milo Dotson. Please check out his podcast along with our sis, Yessi Ortiz, who's absolutely amazing. She does our midday show. You guys have an amazing podcast called Mental Health is Real,
yes.
Reflecting Empathy and Love.
Yes, sir.
So make sure you look that up. It's called Mental Health is Real for a podcast. Appreciate you, my brother.
Man, honored to be here with you guys.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
What crazy things have you done to try to get over your ex or to celebrate a divorce? Finally, I'm out of that situation. We bring that up this morning because I bet it can't top what this woman did in Texas. Her video, her story has gone viral. What she ended up doing to finally get over her ex and to celebrate her divorce was heard in a 15-mile radius around the ranch she was at. We'll tell you what it was in just a sec. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning to you. I'm looking over at Chelsea, and I can tell she's afraid to really let you know the things she's done to finally move on from a relationship, whether it be smashing an ex's belongings, chopping off your hair, whatever it is. Chelsea, do you want to kind of share some things?
I did so many weird things when I went through a breakup a couple years ago. Like, I definitely did the cut my hair thing.
Wow.
Like, I did the cut my hair thing, get a new scent, like a new perfume.
Right. Well, you got to reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, that's the old Chelsea. There's a new one in town.
Well, because you're trying to cut off, like, all ties and you want to be, exactly. You want to have, like, this new identity. Exactly. I need to attract a different energy. And then one of the weirdest things I did is I went to like a couple psychics. I don't know why. I thought it like it would just help kind of like see the future. And like, so I did that. And then me and my girlfriend, we were going through a breakup together. And so we actually got all the like gifts they got us, the ones that like we didn't really like that much or that were like, or that had the most sentimental value.
No value
and we,
at all.
We actually, we burned them in like a bonfire-esque situation. We sat around and like burned
but
these like items.
What did you say? What did you say when you chucked each thing in there? Like,
yeah, was it a
like,
ceremony kind of?
Kind
you had to,
of,
you had to pump
way.
Yourself up.
Yeah, of course.
First of all,
like,
where was it?
We did it. It was like up north in like Joshua Tree-ish area.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we had like a bonfire. And so we just sat there and we were like, it was kind of like a therapy session for each of us, like why it didn't work out. It wasn't like hateful. It was just sort of like, well, this is why we didn't work out. And this is what I could have done better. And this is what, you know, you just like have those like girly conversations.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Which is, it's not too cray.
Well, yeah.
Compared to what this girl did. So Kimberly Stittler, who lives just 25 miles outside of San Antonio, went to her family ranch, got the entire family together. Dad, mom, grandparents, cousins, everybody, right? They threw a big party because she finally got divorced after 14 years, got rid of that loser. And what she ended up doing is probably a good, I would say, 15 yards in front of her, right? She put out her wedding dress, just hung it up there on a post.
I see where this is going.
Destruction.
Grabbed a rifle. Her family is behind her. Grabbed a rifle. And by the way, they had laced up the wedding dress with explosives. And this happened.
Wow. Wow. It's a hell of an explosion.
Can you imagine that?
Okay.
She blew up her wedding dress, y'all.
Good for her. Because
she said it represented to her basically a huge lie. That marriage was an entire lie, and she felt so relieved after doing that and exploding it. And as you can hear, her family was lit. They were all about it.
I thought about doing that with my ex-wife's stuff because she left stuff that like some nice stuff that she left a really nice like electric keyboard piano, which I still have, which I'd love to find somebody someday to give this to.
Yeah,
like somebody who really needs a
and
piano.
Donate it.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I had all this stuff, and my brother was like, yo, we should blow that stuff up. And then I was like, nah, you know what we should do? I was just giving them to people who really needed stuff, right?
That's dope.
So she had these pair of like throwback Jordans.
What?
That I had got for her, and then she left, of course, because she was going to make a big statement. Nah, I'm not taking the shoe. So I found the security guard at my apartment building was saying one day that she was having trouble finding her daughter's school shoes. And I was like, give me a minute. I came back down with Jordans, and she burst into tears. And I was like, that's what I'm going to do with all her stuff. Just give it away.
That's a great way of turning something, you know, that went wrong in your life and a lot of hurt and pain and turning it into love and good.
Don't get me wrong. That explosion sound. I mean, come on. That was pretty dope.
You guys want to look at this?
Dude, that guy, boom!
All I know, though, is like they took video of this, obviously, and posted it on social media. It's like, I wonder if they're now getting questioned by the authorities. Like, hey, real quick, where did you guys get all these explosives? And who put this together?
Also, did she tag the accident? Because I think that's a funny concept, too.
Absolutely. So, Brian, speaking about that piano, are you down to give it away to somebody that needs
it? Yeah, I would love to. It's a electric keyboard. It's a nice piano. It's got a really nice sound. It's got a stand. I think I lost the stool, but if somebody out there has like a child who's into piano and you just can't afford a piano, like let me know. I will ship it to you from Atlanta.
Yeah, hit us up at 877-971-HITS, 877-971-HITS. You can call or text that number if maybe one of your children is trying to get into piano, loves instruments, so on and so forth. And you can have Brian's ex's piano.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I mean, come on, why not?
I know it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Mondays.
Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio, home of Commercial Free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. 8:48 right now. So we just did something, just kind of popped into our head, and we just kind of went with it. It wasn't planned at all. We were just catching up about things you do to get over an ex or whatever it may be. And Brian was talking about his ex-wife, and he's been giving away her belongings just whenever he sees people in need. You know, like he gave away some Jordans to another woman that was in need.
And her daughter needed new shoes for school. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, we've been divorced for over a year. The stuff's not going. It's clearly been mine to move from one apartment to a house and a garage. So I have like a nice electric piano that, you know, it's got a stand, and I for a while I kept it because I was like, I'm gonna learn how to play piano. That's how I'm gonna get my revenge. I'm gonna be a piano playing fool. And then I just never
watch me on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
Be singing Boyz II Men songs in no time. Watch me.
End of the road.
Get out of the way, Charlie Puth. Anyways, with that being said, we're like, why don't we just give it on the air? And here we are. Lines are blowing up with people that would like to have this piano that's your ex's. And I don't know, it's hard to choose. So we're just going to choose at random.
It's really hard, actually. I feel like I wish we had like all the pianos in the world now to give away.
You get a piano.
Oprah.
A piano. Let's put that out there, Guitar Center
Gibson Guitars.
You know, we got a lot of people who need pianos. All these wonderful kids that want to learn how to play piano.
We need to do something like that, man. We're going to give out more instruments. We'll work on that. But for now, we'll just give out Brian's ex-wife's piano. I'm just going to go at random. Amp Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this and where are you from?
This is Abraham. I'm from San Pedro.
Abraham's from San Pedro. Hermano, who needs a piano in your life?
My daughter, Sabrina. She's 9 years old.
Awesome.
My little one.
Does she play piano? Has she ever played piano? Does she have interest in wanting to learn?
Oh, she loves music. She's been asking, but I'm a single dad. I got her and I got her older sister. And, you know, being a single dad, I can't afford it, man. She takes music classes. She's in L.A. Unified, so she takes music classes. She got pretty good on a recorder, but like
you need her to switch over to piano immediately, bro.
Abraham's like, for my own sanity, can we get her off the recorder, please?
Yes.
Abraham.
Yeah, who are you telling?
tell your daughter, Sabrina, that she will have a piano at home now.
Are you guys freaking kidding me, dude? Don't.
No. We're not pulling your leg, man. Don't think
that's what I'm talking. Hey, so I blew my transmission in my truck on Friday, and I spent my whole paycheck so I could have another car so I could get to work. Wow. And, like, I'm like, what am I going to do about Christmas? Mm. And thank you, bro. Wow. Thank you, bro. Oh, thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate this so much. And if you guys give me a website or something, I'll send you pictures of her plants. You guys are radical right now.
Yeah, we would love that,
thank
man.
Thank you so
The only thing is, it's going to take me maybe a week or two to ship it out because I got to tell my girlfriend, like, hey, babe, guess what you're going to be doing later this week?
Sorry.
You need to grab my ex-wife's electric piano and just ship it over to L.A.
Oh, she will get rid of that.
But your girlfriend's like, why do you want it in L.A.? Why do you want it? You're like, no, we're giving it away, so it'll be good. Abram, thank you so much, brother. Hang tight. We'll get all your information off the air and make sure your daughter gets her piano. All right, brother?
Yes, sir, and thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
God bless you, man, and all single parents out there doing their absolute best to be the best possible parent and just to be able to make it. Listen, your sacrifice is not in vain. It's amazing what you do. You are legit superheroes.
And we just found a new thing, man. If people need it, kids need instruments.
Yeah.
Like, if you got an instrument that you need to get, that you want to get rid of to donate, somebody, pianos, look, guitars. Recorders, sorry, parents. But if you got it, let's start finding people who have them sitting in their garage just like me, who just want to give it to some, you know, a beautiful child who's going to learn how to play. And someday they become famous, start playing stadiums, they'll let you go.
We'll be in the front row. We'll be interviewing them, right?
I think we just hit a landmine in the sense of like how many parents called in and texted. And so listen, if you want to donate your instruments, please reach out to us two ways. One, you can text us at 877-971-HITS or DM us on Instagram at 971AmpRadio. There it is.
That's awesome.
We're going to do it.
I love that. That's
we got
great.
This.
You get a piano. You get a piano. I mean, someday, not yet.
Thank you, Brian's ex-wife. Appreciate you. Just for that part, though.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
So over the weekend, Christina Aguilera had quite the humbling moment. So she had a show in New Orleans, and the night before, she thought that she would stop by at like a hole-in-the-wall bar and where a live band was playing and get up on stage with them and kind of drop in and sing a song or two. But when she went up and asked the band to sing with them, she was straight up denied. And the funny thing is, so there's a video of it, actually, and you see her talking to the singer, the band guy, and he clearly is like, he's like very annoyed. You can tell he has no idea who she is, turns her down. She totally handles it like a champ, and she kind of is like, okay, well, that's fine, you know, whatever. But it's just so funny because Christina Aguilera denied doing a drop-in. Yeah. And then the next day at her show, she actually talked to, you can tell it like really humbled her because she talks about it at her show. Here she is.
You know, after a minute, I was just like, let me just get up on stage and jam with this guy. Maybe I'll sing a song, whatever, it'd be fun. And he would not give me the mic. He was like, what, are you going to dance for me? And I'm like, no. I was like, I just want to sing a song.
What, are you going to dance for me?
Yeah.
Dance.
The band contacted like the local TV station that reported on it and was like, oh, we're sorry. We didn't realize who she was. And will she come back and sing with us?
No. The answer is no.
Like, no.
So funny because you can't, like in that situation, if anyone's going to drop in, like it happens with comics and stuff like that. Like I remember being in Boston and Kevin Hart stopped in and was sitting at a table by himself in the basement of this comedy club. And I was like, it's Kevin Hart. And I talked to him. I've never met him in my life. And I was like, hey, Kevin Hart, what are you doing? You going to do a set tonight? It was at Dick Doherty's Beantown Comedy Vault.
Yeah.
Right in the basement of a restaurant.
So
Beantown Comedy. And I'm like, he goes, I tried to talk to the woman running the door and she wouldn't give me a spot. And I was like, hold on a second. And I go, I'm like, that's Kevin Hart. And she goes, Kevin who? And I'm like, just put him on stage, lady. You haven't been paying attention to like the social, like the world of comedy other than the guys who come to Beantown Comedy Vault. And I was talking to Kevin Hart about it. He goes, yeah, it's kind of an awkward situation because when you show up to do a drop-in spot or for anything, if they don't recognize you, you can't then double down and be like, I am Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, do you know who I am?
We
like, you just sound
know.
Like a jerk.
Just
then.
Pull out Google on them and whatnot. Look at this.
So Kevin Hart owes his entire career to me. Basically, long story short.
All right, Brian.
Who knew you saved Kevin Hart, bro?
You're welcome, Kev.
So did Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, just confess that he and Tyler, the Creator, are dating?
Huh.
During his recent performance at Camp Flogna Music Festival, it's bizarre. He's on stage performing, and near the end of his performance, he basically gets up and tells the whole world that he and Tyler are a thing.
Tyler doesn't want to say, but Tyler's my mother boyfriend, and he's been my mother boyfriend my whole life. Tyler, the Creator, is my boyfriend.
So well, that's interesting, Chelsea, because he says, Tyler doesn't really want to say, but I'm just going to say it at this music festival.
Also, my whole life.
When it comes to dating, I know that if the guy or the significant other is denying it, it's probably not something you want to broadcast to the world.
More of a stalker situation, well, I think, in those points.
It's funny because in the video, the camera goes to Tyler. He's in the audience, and he's like waving his finger like, no, no, man.
No way.
No. Like, he's like laughing, too.
Oh, okay.
But then afterwards, Jaden tweets out, yep, Tyler, I told everyone you can't deny it now. But then Tyler did deny it, basically, and said, haha, you're crazy. So people, there's like sources are saying like, yeah, they're secretly hooking up, but then other sources are saying that Jaden's just kind of trolling him. So we don't really have answers here, but it's interesting, you know?
It's like Jaden's the only, one of the only celebrities just a little bit weird enough for that to be maybe true, but also completely false and him not care. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the stuff he does on social media sometimes can be just so off the wall where you're like, I don't know if he's being serious.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not so much that it's off the wall that he would be dating, Taylor the Creator, but it's just a matter of fact of like the way he announced it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's just a weird way to do that.
Both of them don't really talk about their sexuality, so we don't really know either way. Yeah. Like, we don't know about their dating history or anything, so I think that's why it's news as well. But also, quick shout out, HBO just announced that the 8th and final season of Game of Thrones will premiere April 2019, so it's going to be the end of an era, which is just bizarre. It's crazy.
Wow.
I feel like they've done too much in that story to finish it up in one season,
I know,
man.
Right? Everyone's just going to die.
Every episode.
Everyone's just going to get beheaded. Spoiler alert. It's going to happen. Sorry.
Like every other season, everyone dies.
Yes. All right, you guys. The Chelsea Report is brought to you by Ski Dazzle, which is happening this weekend, November 16th through the 18th at the LA Convention Center. Every adult admission gets a free lift ticket from one of 6 resorts, which is pretty cool. For more information on how to get tickets, head to skidazzle.com.
Thank you, Chelsea.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for being with us, familia. And all the recent tragedies that our community has been going through, whether it be the shootings and now the fires, it's been absolutely beautiful to see your heart as a community coming together and helping each other out. And we want to continue encouraging to help, especially the American Red Cross. All you got to do is text the word Red Cross to 90999 to be able to make your donation. And we have one of our listeners, a good friend of ours. His name is Ari. He's going to be on the phone with us in just a sec, but unfortunately he lost his home, but yet he wants to highlight the positive in this tragedy, which is how amazing the Red Cross has been. Ari, good morning to you.
What's up, my boy? My family home in Malibu gone, and it's like the car is gone, but you know what? There's no worth crying over spilled milk, dude, because that's why I have a homeowner's insurance. Yeah. So I'm not sad about that. I'm just sad about all the people, bro, what we're going through with these wildfires. I have to tell you, though, on a more positive note, I don't know if you guys have ever had firsthand experience with American Red Cross, but these people are angels sent down from heaven, God. Seriously, it's like they are what America is. I mean, they're amazing. I went to a shelter for one night just to sleep because I had to check on the home, and they're at Pierce College. You have to understand, man, the resources and the community has come out on steroids, guys. Mm. It's like water, surplus, food, every restaurant in the valley have come out. It's amazing. Pierce College, Larry, the president, opened his doors, and he's like, we're not closing until people get back in the homes or hotels. It's like, I mean, who says that, dude?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Who says that?
I mean, this whole process of like the evacuation and people going to see their houses, and I mean, that part's not going to be over for a while because people are going to find out their houses are destroyed, and yet a lot of people do have homeowners insurance. That's going to take a long time.
The rebuilding process, the cleaning process.
So there's going to be a need for places for people to stay that are affordable, whether it be long-term shelters or hotels or
but be careful with that statement, Brian. Some hotel people are scumbags. They're making price gouging.
That's kind of why I'm putting it out there, because I feel like we should try to hold accountable anyone who would, you know, jack up the prices just because of need, and understand that we do need hotels to realize that, hey, you got to open your doors. Kind of like when I was living in Atlanta, there's people that are still there from Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Andrew, Hurricane Maria. Like, people still live in hotels in the South because they had to evacuate Houston and New Orleans and things.
Right. If you guys can get the word out, and I'm sure on your social media you guys can, donate, volunteer, you would see the outpouring affection, you know?
Ari, thank you so much for reaching out to us, bro, and highlighting
anytime.
The positive in this tragedy, right? Which is
yeah,
the beautiful is, unity Edgar. That we have shown as a community, the amazing yep. work that the Red Cross does, along with firefighters, right. EMTs, volunteers, yep. first responders, and we unite right. as Americans, regardless of what walk of life we are, you know? So that's
exactly,
the beautiful thing
Edgar.
That we can hold on to here. Ari, I'm glad that you and your mom are okay in yep. regards to, you know, yourselves. I'm sorry to hear about yep. your loss with your home, brother. We're here for you. We're a family, man. And thank you, you so are. Much for reaching out to us and talking to us about the positive in this entire tragedy, mm. right? So appreciate
Edgar,
you,
got to be positive. You got to be positive, Edgar. You really do. And appreciate all the love and support that's been shown in the Valley. Because American Red Cross, they just tell your fans, your social media, your outpour of affection to donate to American Red Cross.
We definitely have been, Ari, and it's super easy to donate. We've been letting you guys know. It's simple as sending a text to the number that I'm about to give you. All you got to say in that text is write Red Cross and then text to 90999. Text Red Cross to 90999. Super easy to donate. They send you a text back asking you for your zip code. You send them your zip code and bam, your donation is in. You can help out families like Ari that have lost everything. But you can hear in his voice how grateful he is for the American Red Cross mm-hmm. and what they're doing. Ari, much yeah. love. Let us know if there's
much
anything
love,
we can do. All right. Thank you, brother.
You're the best. Love you, Edgar. Love you guys.
See you, buddy. Bye.
Bye. 97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
About to give a shout out to the dopest moment of the morning. And it goes out to Mike from Ontario. He called in to confess his cray. Something crazy that he did that he wasn't too proud of. But, you know, he hadn't told anybody about it. So he just wanted to get it off his chest. And it was a good one for sure. Check him out.
I was having one of those mornings where you're just late for everything. So I'm rushing out of the apartment. It's one of those driveways where there's a bunch of cars on the left and right side. So I look left, don't see anybody, look right. I start pulling out, and all of a sudden I hear, burr. So without thinking, I honk back, and I flip the bird. Lo and behold, it was a school bus.
Damn. So you got about 30 little birds right back at you.
I have 30 little faces looking at me, and I'm over there flipping it. And then I finally realized, what am I doing?
That's when you realize that, right?
Man.
Did you yell anything out the window afterwards, like, sorry, no. have fun at school?
I put my two hands up, like, oh, sorry.
Good old Mike, man.
That's so
you
relatable.
Can tell that he was like, dang it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was flipping off little kids.
Well, that's the thing, too, is at least he knew that what he did was wrong yeah. and he, like, was feeling bad about it. Because I feel like we've had some people call in for Confess Your Cray and they're right. just like, yep, that's what I did and I owned it and whatever. You know, he was like, oh, I did wrong.
No judgment. As long yeah. as you have some sort of foresight to be like, either you know it was wrong is the important part. But if you're proud of it, hey, man, whatever, be proud.
So for those people, they're not calling to confess the cray. They're just calling to brag.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Brag on your cray.
Like, well, listen to this. Listen to what I did. All right, man. We definitely want to hook you up. We know that Christmas is just around the corner and you're trying to get gifts for family members, especially if you got kids in your family. So we're going to help you out with that situation right here, right now. We got 4 video games that we want to give you, okay? They're all Spyro Reignited Trilogy game collections, and it comes out today. And the first 4 callers that call in right now, we're going to hook you up with this video game, whether it be for PlayStation or Xbox. We'll hook you up right now, all right? Give us a call, 877-971-HITS. First 4 people to call in, you get the video game.
Spyro the Dragon. I'm looking at pictures of it. It looks cool, man.
It's pretty dope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio and giving you more tickets to go to Disneyland to enjoy the holidays there, all right? Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Nothing or anything deserves that power of your life. Love you guys. Thank you for being with us.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.